you can ask questions as always. Rav Lightman, please.
Okay, so we are continuing in scrutinizing what are day and night in our spiritual work. And in general, how we define our lives in spiritual terms rather than in corporeal terms, which is what we call rising from reason to above reason, from the force of reception to the force of bestowal. This is our whole topic, how we now, while we are still in the sensation of this world, in vessels of reception, how already now we prepare ourselves, we try to become as close as we can to vessels of bestowal, to the vessels, kelim, of the upper world, to begin to think and try to feel according to the discernments of the upper world. So let's see what Rabash writes for us.
So we're studying excerpts from Rabash's article, What Are Day and Night in the Work?
Exactly, what are day and night in our work? Because in the spiritual world, we have a clear discernment between day and night. Everyone agrees on it because we have this general perception of it. But what are day and night in spirituality? In spirituality, each one has his own perception or degree, if at all. So let's find out. When we all get to the spiritual world, it'll be clear to everyone what our day and night. But now, in the meantime, let's imagine as much as we can what our day and night get clear. We don't really feel the severity, the gravity of the situation. If the Creator wants to give, and we, by receiving, move away from Him to the other side of our relationships, where we receive and He gives, and He wants to create a different form of relationship with us, so we will be equal, similar to Him, befriend Him and unite with Him. It's impossible, because if one receives and the other gives, then one is on the completely other end of reality, of the definitions. So the Creator has no choice but to give us an instrument, a special invention by which we can, although we can only receive because we are created beings and He is the giver, He is the provider, the supplier, the source. So of course we only receive from Him. Even before we feel we exist, He already created us and arranged us and filled us with all of life, and has done with us the degrees, the still vegetative inanimate, and only the speaking level He didn't do. He stopped there. This is why it's written that man and beast the Lord saves. Meaning what? We build the human level within us. We are ready, well, for the Creator to build, of course. But we, according to our consent, that he will do it in us. And if we don't agree, He won't do it. And we'll just be living on the still vegetative and animate levels. And we'll have no shame there and nothing. We'll have disconnect from the Creator. We don't feel Him. This is the level of our lives here in this world. This is why it's written that they are all like beasts. If we want to grow further, by all means, of course, the Creator wants it Of course, it constantly awakens us to it. No animal suffers like we do on the animate level. We are the most developed from the animate world and therefore suffer the most. And our suffering both is both on the animate level, like all animals, and also because we somehow want to reach the level of the speaking, because we have questions. Why we are living, what for, from where. So we already have deficiencies from the speaking level, a higher level than ourselves. But we only have questions. And then we need to connect to the Creator in order to solve these questions, answer them. And then we are given the Torah, the method, how to resolve the problems. Or if you connect, you can ask the Creator, the Source, because then to the extent that you are connected among you, you're also connected to Him, and you get an answer, no problem. He is willing. This is why He created you, and why He is willing to exist with respect to you and provide you with everything. In other words, our whole work is to unite and ask and cry out and demand of Him contact. And then to the extent that we are ready for this contact, to that extent we do receive connection and make spiritual progress and begin to build above the animate level in us, which exists to the fullest, the speaking level.
Why through connection we correct equivalence of form?
Because through connection we rise above our will to receive into the desire to bestow, because there can be connection only through mutual bestowal. And then when we speak of mutual bestowal, where we have connection among us, by this we become one man. And to that extent, we also unite with the Creator, who is one source. And that way we correct our situation, connect to the Creator, receive from Him the filling, and achieve His degree, which is the purpose of our development. In other words, we have to try to come to reception, but such reception that we do in order to please the Creator, so that it will all be in order to bestow, but to receive after all. Initially, we are in tzimtzum, in restriction, in order to develop in us the desire to bestow. And if our intention is to bestow, then we can also even begin to receive in order to bestow. As long as our intention is to bestow contentment, is how to bestow contentment through the friends to the Creator. If you're from a barrel,
what does it mean to not be separate from the Creator?
What does it mean to not be separated from the Creator? It's when I try, by receiving from Him, not to part from Him. Because in spirituality, you have the law of equivalence of form. Right? Let's see according to what we learn in birth. The birth. the embryo that begins to develop in its mother's womb. It's attached to the mother's womb, and she guards it. If it can maintain the connection with her, with the mother, by itself, it is regarded as being ready to be born. Then, to the extent that all kinds of rules that separate it from the mother, it's considered, this is considered growing. It grows in weight. It's developing more senses, more ability to move. But when will it get it in spirituality? To the extent that on top of all those changes, it does not separate from the mother as if it is still in her womb like an embryo. But the addition that he gets, that he does now, in order not to separate from the mother, is its own addition. This is why now it is no longer in the uterus, but it's growing outside of the mother. But the purpose is constantly remain attached to her as on the first day of pregnancy. Just so. Likewise, we should understand how we should be connected among ourselves. Okay? Today you are so humble, nice, quiet. Something's wrong. Hebrew 10.
The child who grows outside of the mother has natural demands. He doesn't really want something from the mother. So how do you want something from the Creator?
To want the Creator to give us the power of Dvikut, that this is all I want. I tell the Creator, you can throw me in every direction, wherever you want, to do with me whatever you want. I only want one thing from you, to constantly feel you and hold on to you as if I am inside of you, as if I am impregnated in you. This, in your womb, this is how I want to stay. And outside, whatever happens, happens. I'll be born from you and I'll feel independent and all kinds of disturbances will come and there will be distances between us and whatnot. But at the same time, I want to skip over those disturbances and feel that I'm in you like an embryo. Even though I'm a grown-up with my of youth, my thickness, and all the disturbances and all the klipot, all the shells that stick to me, I still want to be attached to you just as when I was inside of you. That's it.
Hello, Rav. What is contact with the Creator?
Contact with the Creator is when I feel that I am together with the upper force, that it governs me and sets up all of my states from without, from within, all over the world. In short, I am in Him, in His complete control. This is called contact with the Creator. I'm happy to see you there. It's good.
Thank you, Rav. But how to reach contact with the Creator without anything for myself?
To ask Him. All of the powers are in Him. In us, there is only the small point of discernment. Everything else is from Him. So I need only to ask of Him, give me, give me, give me. And He enjoys it. He's willing to give. It's His work. It's His dream to constantly give me. He's got no other desire but the desire to give. And if I ask, this is it. By this I delight him, truly. I give him pleasure. Ita 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. Quali sono I desideri con cui è impossibile per me connettermi con gli amici?
What are the desires with which I cannot connect to the friends?
You will feel later that you can do it with them as well. There are no desires in a person or intentions or plans or thoughts, no matter what, with which he cannot connect to the friends, because all of you, where do you come from? From one kli. That is, connected in every way with infinite ties, connections. So don't tell me that through this desire or that desire or this thought or that thought or this act or that act, I can't be connected to others. It is you now not discovering. But a time will come when you see that this is incorrect. And precisely if you connect with others, with your thoughts and desires, then you will discover that you can realize them. That's it.
Раф, вы сказали, что контакт с Творцом — это когда я начинаю ощущать его.
Раф, you said that connection with the Creator is when I start feeling Him, when I'm a part of Him, with Him. How much should be a clear feeling?
Advice. Here's your tip. Try to connect with the friends. And in the connection with the friends, look for the point of contact with the Creator. And don't connect to the friends with a different direction, a different intention. Connect to the friends only for this and have no other purpose other than to find the Creator in the connection with the friends. And you will see how they go together.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Good morning. Question from Lewis from England. How to feel the desire of my friend?
It's a problem. Because if we work together in order to discover between us the mutual power of bestowal, meaning the Creator, then through it I will feel the desires of the friends. I don't need to feel other desires, other thoughts, outside of the search of the Creator. Ita 2.
Ita 2.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Come faccio a dare ai...
Hello, Rav. How can I give to my friends even when I receive from them? And when I receive pleasure from receiving from them, should I stop receiving that pleasure or just work with it?
Of course not. Keep receiving the light from them, but try to attribute this pleasure to the presence of the Creator between you. And you want to give that pleasure to Him. How good it is for you to be together. How good it is for you to discover the Creator among yourselves, and how good it is for you to send to Him, to give to Him, to attribute to Him this pleasure. That's it. It's great. PT 17.
Following up on Denise's question, we work in the 10, we nullify, and still I see friends and not the Creator. How to focus properly on the friends so as to see the Creator?
The truth is, you're lying to yourself. You don't see the friends. You're seeing the Creator. The only problem is that for now, you don't have the right focus. Try to see the Creator behind the friends, and you will see that He is there. He is setting you up. That He set up the connection between you in the first place. Just so. Try it. Kharkov.
Есть ли в контакте с Творцом кумулятивный эффект? Чем
In contacting with the Creator, is there a cumulative effect that the more intensively we connect with the friends, thus there is more contact?
Correct. The more I demand contact and am drawn toward revealing the connection between the Creator and the friends, etc., by this I kind of hone my senses. And then I begin, it's just like in this world. And then I come to more precise discernments and I ascend. Called darkness. So here he gives us definitions of light and darkness. Light means I'm drawn to the Creator and feel pleasure while I'm serving Him. Darkness is when I am drawn to serve myself, my body, this beast. And I feel in this flavor. Although I feel in this flavor and I'm drawn to it, but I determine that this is darkness.
¿Por qué cuesta tanto salir de la oscuridad material?
Dear Rav, why is it so difficult to come out of the corporeal darkness?
Because we're all in it. And only through connecting to the ten will you be able to gradually emerge from the corporeal darkness. The more you see light in your connection with the friends, to that extent, you will be able to understand if you are separated from your ego, from your will to receive, or not. Chelyabinsk.
А можно спросить, как ощущается объединение в десятке?
Can I ask how is the feeling of connection in the ten feels like?
How do we feel the connection in the ten? We feel it because our friends are beginning to receive a different essence in my eyes. I begin to feel them all as one, connected together. It draws me to be included in them and be immersed in them. This is how a connection in the ten begins. Turkey 1.
Dear Rav, a question from our ten. Is it an ideal case for light and darkness to be equal?
האם זה מצב אידיאלי שבו האור והחושך הם שווים?
אני לא רוצה שחושך ואור יהיו שווים.
I don't want the light and darkness to be equal, to be the same. I want everything to be filled with light, with the force of bestowal and love. It is written that love will cover all the crimes. So I feel that there is darkness in there, bad discernments, etc., etc., but above it, that it's all covered with light, with a force of love and connection. PT 18.
Rav, כל אדם למעשה רוצה, ברור שכל אחד רוצה להיות ברור.
Rav, clearly, everyone wants to be wants to be there, but a person has complaints towards the Creator. Where does he get the power to overcome it?
Amnon, listen. The light is the force of bestowal. If a person satisfies the desire of the other, it is regarded that he is in bestowal. And by this he knows.
But we don't have the power, this power of bestowal, this quality.
So try to do what the friend wants. Try to do what the friend wants.
Not so simple, I think.
All right. So ask the Creator to help.
Sorry, but usually there are complaints to the Creator, and then I'm in darkness. How do I reach the light?
In the light means in the force of bestowal. Turn to the Creator and ask for the force of bestowal, the power of bestowal, to in order to fill the friend.
Only through this topic that in the ten it will happen.
Correct.
I wanted to ask whether discrimination helps our connection.
Without dissemination, we won't be able to achieve connection. Why? Because our connection has to bring us to the end of correction. And if we don't disseminate, then we're not covering this ground, we're not closing the line of reaching the end of correction. If we stop midway, let's say I'm learning, I'm studying in the 10 in the group, and that's the end of it. If I do that, I won't receive much. I won't. I'll be studying. It's like a university. We learn, but we still won't be able to work with it. That's it. Only on condition that you want to achieve real corrections, where you disseminate, where you come to connect everyone, in this way it is clear that you merit receiving reforming light. Look what is happening in the world today. We've come to a state where we think it's just a virus, the coronavirus. It's not. It is we being pushed from above. We're getting this drive, this thrust, this blow from behind, like a kick in the behind, to advance correctly toward connection. But the right connection, we're shown how connection can be incorrect, where we constantly think of ourselves. And if we think about the right connection for the sake of others, we can unite. There will be no problem. You just need to understand that if the same people who today want to go into all kinds of public places and public offices, so they have to wrap themselves up in all kinds of... in order to go into public places, so they have to wrap themselves up with all kinds of protective equipment so they don't catch the virus from others. If they thought about how to keep others safe and not themselves, they could go into any public place and nothing would happen to them. Nothing would happen to them. It all depends on the intention. In this way, the virus will teach us. It's still not clear to us. We still don't agree. We're afraid, but you'll see what will happen. All those eruptions we are seeing, mainly in Israel, and look at the situation Israel has come to. It used to be the most successful in dealing with the virus, and now it's the worst. And it will continue this way. It'll get more and more so until we learn in the eyes of others what the level and intention of connection between us should be. This is what will happen. And you'll see how quickly it changes in a month, in a few weeks. It's a sign we are advancing at a good pace.
Just to be clear, on this level, we are hopeless. We cannot resolve anything on the corporeal level here.
On the corporeal level, what can you do? No. You can only write nicely. You can also send to us, so we will check it. If you wrote it correctly, I will. Short speeches or essays, and then you can spread them in all kinds of media, and by this you will spread the method of correction. And besides our method, no one can calm those riots and make good relationships among everyone. It won't happen. It will continue on and on because it's coming from the Creator who is really causing all these things through intensifying our general egos in whites, in blacks, in anti-Semites, in fellow Semites, and so on. He is doing this. Why? Because he needs the connections to come above all the disturbances. Love will cover all the crimes. This is why we have to understand that the Creator awakens all those things. We have to accept it and work toward correcting those states. So spread the material. Let people understand what exists in the wisdom of Kabbalah, specifically by our African-American friends leaving the groups, which I hear about here and there. I don't understand. How come? I thought that the circulation, the dissemination was working. I don't know. I do my bit. I give a daily lesson. Are you spreading out these articles each day, each one of you? I would think that these riots should bring to us thousands of African Americans so they would understand that only here do they have the ability to truly be equal, embraced with everyone in love, connection, bonding. And I guess through our dissemination, no one feels that it's like that. On the contrary, people who already were in our groups suddenly leave. How can that be? What kind of treatment are they getting in the group? What kind of feeling are they getting in the group if they are dropping out? It's really, I only now heard about it. At least it's good that they told me. How else would I know? It's a very big problem. A very big problem. We have to deal with the coronavirus, with Israel's role, with the African Americans, and our role of love in the groups, the South Americans, Latin, everyone. The world is filled with suffering. We have to show each group, each person, that only in the form of connection, above the hatred, do we get to the good world. And how do we rise to love above hatred? It is specifically through our method. Explain it to others and then you too will understand better. Because I feel in the absence of correct dissemination, the lack of your correct understanding of the method of Kabbalah.
Thank you. Thank you.
As the quids,
so take it to heart and start with all your might to work in every way to disseminate. And write me. I'm willing to participate in this. Now, I understand that maybe it's a bit late for you guys now. If you want me to do it, to give you special lessons during the day, my daytime or my evening time, so it'll be easier for you, I don't mind. I'm willing to do anything. If it's something that has to be, if there's a correction, an urgent correction that's required, then I go above schedule. Everyone.
No, I took it as an example because I feel that our friends, perhaps our black friends in America now, we don't feel, we can't feel what they're feeling now.
I can't feel what they are feeling. I can't feel what the African Americans are feeling. I'm not in their shoes, just as I cannot demand of them to feel what it's like to be Jewish. That's it. I can't demand this of them because they don't feel it this way. And however hard they try, it won't happen. It'll happen only when we unite together. Then each one will feel the other. But that's in our common heart.
So here I'm trying to understand how to bring the person to see that I want to connect with him, and it doesn't matter what happens on the corporeal level in this world, and he may interpret it as lack of sensitivity.
So this is what we're doing. That's what we're trying to do, to feel everyone in one heart, without color, without nationality, even perhaps without sex.
Just a quick one. The issue of these erupting tensions are not just an American problem. They are a global problem. And the truth that Balaam Sulam is writing is like a double-edged sword. It's not very comfortable for the ego. Everyone seems to want to cherry-pick which part of the truth they can use to justify their positions. Our question is, how can this uncomfortable correction be clothed over the whole world without allowing the ego to stand in our way?
You can't. You're asking a sneaky question. How do I make correction so the ego doesn't bother me?
No.
That's the main thing that the Creator created. You know what? I'll give you a tip. Ask the Creator to take the ego aside. Let me live without the ego. I want to live without the ego. Move it away. Move it aside. Ask the Creator. You just might succeed.
Okay, we will pray for that. But Rav, you can see that not just this African-American problem. Even with the coronavirus, everyone wants to cherry-pick and, you know, pick which part of the Kabbalistic truth serves him and then use that as a justification. So how can we rise above this?
Of course, because we are working opposite our ego. So, of course, it's not an African-American problem, or it's a global problem that our ego is facing us and interferes in all kinds of ways. Yes? Let's start connecting among us above the ego. Demand of the Creator to elevate us above our egos, so that we'll connect there. Stop seeing the differences between us. Stop seeing the differences. Above the ego, there is no difference between anyone. And then there will be connection. And with this connection, we will succeed. And on that spiritual level, we'll begin to discover the spiritual world. We have to come out of this world. All the signs that we are seeing now that are worsening from day to day here in this world are in order to force us to rise to a degree above it. This is why I feel bad here. So I rise to a higher level. Let's do it.
Is there a unique way in which we can address the ego under these conditions in which we can bring the people closer with this great explosion that's happened in America, across the whole of America?
Only through the truth, that you turn to them through the law of nature and you explain what we need to do through the law of nature. And even if they see that it's still impossible, how can we uplift above ourselves and start connecting? True. But you tell them the truth, what nature demands, and explain that with the virus and with the protests and with all other troubles that are coming on our way, hurricanes, and anyway, where it's going to be a party. And that's how they'll learn on themselves, on their flesh. Just don't deviate from the path. We're only speaking through the laws of nature and in a correct and precise way. You want it good, you don't know, but that is the law. And it's not a law that someone determines there, some government. It's the law of nature. That's it. What can you? There's nothing else to do.
Rav, you have often told us that people look bad and the world look bad because we don't make the correction.
You told us that people in the world are feeling, are looking bad because they're not doing the correction.
That they feel a great responsibility. As Leo from New York says, or Gilad also says, but also our ego is growing. And I wonder how you see it.
I see that the ego is growing, certainly, and how it's growing. And as a result of the growing of the ego, we discover all kinds of phenomena. Why did the coronavirus emerge? Because our ego grew. Our ego will grow even more. We'll get other viruses that emerge and come out, other problems. There are many things along the way. If we don't precede the remedy to the blow, then we advance this way each time. The ego grows, the blow grows. The ego grows, the blow grows. That's how it will be. Whereas if we put the medicine prior to the blow, then the medicine is called connection. So when the blow comes, it's not a blow. It enters the connection and we ascend. It depends which comes first, our correction, our inclination towards correction, or the blow, the way, the path of Torah or the path of suffering. This is what's happening here, very simply. So decide how you want to advance and how we need to teach the whole world to advance. Only we all will run towards connection. And then we will never feel blows. These blows will come to us in order to obligate us more and more to connection, to connection, to connection. And this is how we will advance. Because without the blows coming to us as if they want to catch up with us and give us a blow, we won't connect. We won't move forward. So we need to kiss this stick that is constantly scaring us. It's scaring us, but because of it, we're running towards the end of correction. Whereas if we don't do it in due time, then those blows come to us, and then the virus comes, and then the floods come, and the fires, and hurricanes, and whatnot. And this is all because we're not sufficiently running after it. All the negative things that are coming to us, also in the society, also nature around us, every single thing, even a penny that I don't get in time, it's a blow. It's written that it's that way. That's how it's written. If something is not according to my will or my desire, not the egoistic desire, but according to me yearning for the goal, this is called a blow. So let's, if so, unite and move forward as fast as possible. We will only have good from this.
Someone who is African American in who live in America, let's say in New York, when he see the police, when he have a control of police, he never know what can happen. There are a lot of things, and we saw it. This is his reality. So how someone like that, you are going to tell him that love cover all the transgression, all the crimes? If when you tell him that, he doesn't feel that this is real. You understand what's really happening there. How is possible?
Terence, I understand you with all my heart. I understand you. But you also know me. And how long? What, 15 years? And I always say the same thing. I'm constantly saying the same thing. And there's no choice. We need to nevertheless. You see that the world won't change to good. Let's try to nevertheless put some kind of positive, good component into it. We don't have a choice. What will you do? I understand that it's difficult for Afro-Americans in America to change things and make things new, but they have representatives in the House of Representatives and in other places. We had Obama as a president. 8 years he was the president. What did he do? I think that simply we've missed many opportunities. Let's do it so that onwards you don't miss. You know, first of all, this is what's important. You know what you need to achieve, what you need to attain. First of all, to study what we need to attain. And then it is certain that we will find the forces and we'll join them together in order to attain the desirable. This is what we need to do. I can't be their leader, but you can. You can start with massive advertisement. We will help you, and you will see how you will become the force that can change the whole of the ways of the Afro-American state in America right now. It's possible. Through the media, through the dissemination, everything is possible. We're not allowed to neglect this. Otherwise, another wave will come and nothing will come out of this. We need to educate our Afro-American friends how to come to the correct implementation that we are strong, that we are settled, that we know what we need to achieve and attain, that we need to explain these things. It takes time. This is education. This is dissemination. We need to stabilize and establish these things, but you're capable. How many between you are great ones in America? educated ones, heads of cities, scientists. Just what we need first is to get rid of the hatred. Hatred destroys. It doesn't go together with the force of nature, with the Creator. You yourselves are all screaming that the Creator is love. So hatred is against Him. I'm telling you, you want to succeed only through connection with everyone.
Yes, Rav. Just a few minutes ago, you were talking about African Americans here in the United States, and the way I understood, you implied that they are the ones who need to change. While I agree with you, I think that still it's still kind of like a certain force that reveals itself towards us. So wouldn't it be better if we will just pray to Hashem, in our Creator, in one way or another, try to diffuse this force or rechannel it in a certain way that is going to be beneficial for the rest of the world, as opposed to trying just to correct them, this particular group of people?
We live in the world of action. Hence, work with our mouth, and only praying and saying something doesn't help. We must also do practical actions with our hands, with our feet, with our tongue. You are right that also praying. But the main thing we need to do, in an active way, we need to activate ourselves towards the connection between us. We need to activate the educational system, the disseminational system, the educational system. That's what we need. And then we slowly, slowly receive new humanity. And if we don't succeed in this, nothing will help us in sitting and praying.
Rav, you were saying that we must take away the hatred, that it's destructive. When you look at the world today, there's a lot of anger. The world is like a pressure cooker that's heating up. And hatred towards governments and political parties and so on. In that state, where can we get in with our explanation? What can we grasp on in all this anger?
If you try to explain to Israel how important the measure of connection is, agreement, you will calm the whole world this way. We have the key for it all. We have the key for it all. The people of Israel, and specifically BB UK, doesn't matter what you say, the World Kli. Our World Kli group has the ability to calm all the spirits and connect everyone. It all only depends on us. Only on us. And I really hope that this will be revealed not through blows. Because if we don't start now with this, then we are truly already starting to pace